My testimony. I've always known who God and Jesus was, and I was brought up in a family home. We spoke freely about God and we said our prayers every night. I went on to have my Holy Communion and was confirmed. Going through my teenage years, I hit one particular devastating time in my life. At the age of 17, I lost my best friend. She was everything to me and we were inseparable, and we had so many plans for our future. My friend was suffering from depression and she was very cleverly hid it from me. I heard from her family that she was attending church, but she still took her own life at 18. From this point, I struggled so hard and I questioned my faith in God every day. Why? A year after her death, I was talking to her dad and he told me he'd become a Christian. I was in shock and asked him, "How could you when God took her away from us?" He answered with, "No, my girl, God didn't take her away. The illness took her away from us. God saved her and she now has eternal life with Jesus." I left him that night, and going over and over again what he had said, I started to get my faith back and I started to pray again. In 2010, whilst in Jamaica, I met a lovely lady and we got talking about religion, and she asked if I would like to go to church with her the following morning. I jumped at the chance, so the next day I found myself in a handmade church in St. Anne's Bay. From the moment I walked in the door, I felt Jesus' presence. I seen him everywhere I looked, in the faces and the hearts of the congregation. On returning home, I've been searching for that church ever since, where I could feel Jesus' presence again. After falling over in July and fracturing my knee, I got a phone call from Charmaine. She rang to see if I needed any help, and as our conversation carried on, she started telling me that she had come back to Ebenezer Baptist Church and she was loving it. She asked me if I wanted to come the very next morning, and that Sunday morning I walked through the doors and felt what I had been searching for since 2010. Listening to Richie preach the gospel that day, I was hooked. I couldn't wait to get back the following Sunday, and again I felt Jesus was with me and the gospel really spoke to me again. The Sunday after, the 11th of August, I gave my heart to Jesus and asked him to save me, and here I am today. I have so much to thank our Lord Jesus for. I look around me every day and I see my blessings, especially when I look at the face of my miracle from him, my boy Reuben. I thank him for saving my Kevin and keeping him here with me so we can praise the Lord together. And I thank him for my family, my friends and my church family too. Today I'm honoured to get baptised. I want to show everyone how my future is going to be. I'm proud to walk with Jesus in my life, and no more is it a religion, it's now a relationship. Thank you for everyone who's come to witness a special day in my life. Thank you to everyone for listening. God bless you all.